it's easy to say, oh, I have friends, I have a group of friends, I'm good. Like, I don't need to share the gospel with them. I don't need to be bold about my faith. Like, I have friends. Like, everything's gushy. No, because the Bible says that in everything you do, you need to do it for the glory of God. And so, if you're... Okay, guys. Okay. Just hear me out, please. Because this is so important. Especially going into high school and college right now. You cannot, because I'm speaking from my own experience. This was how I used to live. You cannot live a certain way Monday through Friday and then a totally different way on Sundays at church. You cannot. Either you live the whole week, your whole life, how you act and how your attitude is Monday through Friday, or you live every single day how you act on Sundays at church. Okay? You cannot live a certain way Monday to Friday with your friends in high school, and then when it comes to coming to church, you're just like, you're putting a mask. You're putting a mask and you're being fake about it, because that's the reality. If you're a totally different person in the week with your friends in high school, in college, and then you act a totally different way when you're in church, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Because we are the church, okay? Church is not a building. Church is not the walls that you go to every single Sunday or Saturday. I don't know when you go to church. Church is not the building. It's not the walls. It is you. And so you need to live every single day in a way that it glorifies God. You need to live every single way in a way that God looks at you and he says, yes, you're doing a great job. I'm so proud of you. You need to live every single day in a way that your life and how you act and your attitudes and how you speak and how you dance and how you talk and how you treat others, it should always reflect back to Jesus. You should walk every single day, talk every single day, act and dance and whatever you do, everything. It should always, always be a reflection of Jesus Christ. That, and a lot of people tell me, Nisha, I just don't know what my purpose is on earth. Like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. We were placed here on earth, not because we're a part of earth, but because we're a part of the kingdom of God. And so you need to reflect the kingdom of God here on earth. You need to bring down the kingdom of God to earth. You need to reflect Jesus Christ. We are purpose, your purpose, you, if you're watching this, your purpose is to glorify God, to praise God, to share the gospel, to reflect Jesus, to act like Jesus, to live a life that reflects back to Jesus, to bring the kingdom back to earth. That's your purpose. And God, here's the thing, it's like purpose, and then there's a bunch of ranks. So you might get to that purpose by being a pastor or by being a doctor, anything. But your purpose will always be sharing the gospel, glorifying God, living for God, reflecting Jesus. The way you live, the way you act, the way you talk, it should always go back to Jesus. Because if we are living for ourselves, if we are living to want to be friends and want to please people, then we are doing everything for our own glory. And that is not what we are meant and called to do. We are not meant to live this life for our own satisfaction, for our own glory. When you're living for your friends and you're wanting to please your friends and you're wanting to hang with them, and you just don't want to share the gospel with them because you don't want to lose them, then you're doing it for your own satisfaction. What happens to the glory of God? What happens to glorifying God through your actions, through your words, through how you speak, through how you act, through how you dance? Like, it's not about your satisfaction. It's not about your comfort. It's not about, oh, my life is going so good right now. I have friends. I'm good. I have a boyfriend. My family's okay. Like, I don't need God. Like, why do I need to pray? Why do I need to be bold about my faith? That is not what's about. It's about God in his glory. That's it. It's not about your satisfaction. It's not about what you want to do. It's not about you. it is just not about you. It is always about Jesus. And we see that throughout the whole Bible, even in the Old Testament. Everything that has been talked about in the Old Testament, it always reflects back to Jesus. Through every person, Moses, Abraham, everything reflects back to Jesus. Why do you think the story of Abraham when he was going to kill his son Isaac, doesn't that reflect Jesus as the last sacrifice? Isaac, he was meant to be a sacrifice of Abraham to the Lord. And so doesn't that reflect Jesus as the last sacrifice that he died for us on the cross? Jesus didn't die for you to be ashamed of him.